But anyway, isn't it good to be together? It's good to be worshipping together. You know, it's been great when we were in Mark's garden. There was something happened there. Something was happening there. I don't know what it was. It was just the atmosphere, the place or whatever. But something was moving there. And I think as we've come into this place, into St. Bede's, something new is happening, yeah? God's the same, we're the same people, but something new is happening. And I believe really God is on the move. God is on the move. And something's happening that's new. A new beginning for us really coming into this place, almost like becoming a new church. I know a few weeks ago we were talking about unlocking, and I honestly do feel there's an unlocking in people, individually and us collectively as a group, a setting free, a being released, stuff breaking off us and stuff breaking through us together. Look at some verses. Romans 8, we know it so well, it's in the New Living Translation I'm reading this. In verse 9 it says this: "You are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you." So if you've become a Christian and Jesus in your life, you are controlled by the Spirit you have in you, which is the Spirit of the living God. Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives life because you've been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, well-known verses, it says this: "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe." That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule, all authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. God cannot be stopped. He cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped. I like it when it says that same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. It's unbelievable. It's beyond our comprehension. We can't take it in naturally, but that is the truth of God's word. Resurrection life, resurrection power in you and me. And that means that strongholds can be broken. Dead things can be made alive. We can be quickened. Gives life to our bodies. That's physical life, I believe, as well as spiritual life. Health, healing, wholeness, peace, freedom from fear, freedom from stress and anxiety. The scripture says, my favorite verse, be anxious for nothing. And I mean nothing. As Adrian was sharing there before, we don't take anything with us. We trust in God. Yes, we have to be sensible. We have to make plans and do things properly. We can't just be stupid. But we've got to be anxious about nothing. Don't let anything rack you with fear or anxiety or stress. The living God is within you and he's within me. We have a hope. We have a security. We have life to the full. Life more abundant. It's ours. We've already spoken about Rebecca today, and this is Mike's forgotten daughter, if you were here last week, Mike's forgotten daughter in Romania. But Rebecca, she's a great girl, and I don't know if she listens to these podcasts or not, but she really is, and she's a prophetess, and she gave us a prophecy. It was in May, 17th of May 2020, which I've got written down here. And you know, so often when God gives us words, we just sort of, forget about them. I believe this was a word which was powerful and dynamic. I think it was on Zoom. It must have been on Zoom. And this is what it says. It says this: God wants to encourage some people to step out into what the Holy Spirit is speaking to them and to trust that God is speaking to them. He wants people to know they are his friend and that he wants to reveal his secrets to them. God has real solutions for real problems they are facing and is ready to release so many specific personal words to people and over his church as a whole. I saw a huge water balloon over the people of OCF, and I heard a shout of, "Yes, I believe." And a needle just burst the balloon, and water poured out and drenched everybody. I felt it as a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit on OCF like never before. But it starts with a yes. What the Holy Spirit has been speaking to people in their quiet times, in their dreams, as they wash the dishes, needs an action of alignment, a declaration of yes, may it be so, and the release will come. I felt OCF will be a hub of restoration, miracles, signs and wonders, and God wants to use everyone, young and old, new and mature, even little kids. And then she refers to Acts 2 and Joel 2. It's the Spirit poured out on all flesh. But they have to know God is speaking to them and to trust his voice. They too are friends of God. He might be telling them to call someone, to check on them, to pay for somebody's shopping, to be a missionary, to forgive someone, to pray for someone's healing, to take action and move in tune with what God has told them. And this is the agreement. God will show up and his Holy Spirit will pour out on all. I want to receive that word again today. I received it on that day. I want to receive it again for myself and for us as OCF. I'll just quote again what she says. I heard a shout of yes, I believe, and fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit on OCF like never before, but it starts with a yes. Do you know, our Way of Life teaching series is not just sermon fillers. Someone said to me, you know, what's the, you know, this Way of Life? We've done this before. Is it again? This isn't just sermon fillers. Oh, we've got a gap here up to Christmas. Let's put a few little nice sermons in. It isn't just sermon fillers. No, this, I believe, is the word of God to this church, to you and me, to become a habitation of God's presence. It's not just a nice phrase. It's the truth of God, what God wants. He is already within us, but we need to get it from here, don't we? Into here and believe it and live in it and make it into our way of life, our way of expectation. She said again, what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to people in their quiet times. That's why we're encouraging ourselves to spend time in silence, in quietness, in the scripture, in prayer. What's God been speaking to people in their quiet times, in their dreams, as they wash the dishes? It needs to come into an action of alignment. Yes, Lord, I want it to be. Yes, Lord, it's going to happen. A declaration of yes, may it be so, and the release will come. I felt OCF will be a hub of restoration. People need to be restored. Miracles, signs and wonders. God wants to use every one of us, young and old and new. Never say you can't do it or it's not down for me. And even the little kids, why not? Children, yeah, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. It's there. And you know what, guys? Hallelujah. It's a yes from me, I believe. Is it a yes from you? I don't know. You've got to make your own yes. I can't say yes for you. But it's certainly a yes from me. I believe. Today, I'm believing what God says. I'm believing the truth of his word. What he says about me, what he says about us, what he said about us prophetically, what he says in scripture. I'm believing it and I'm believing his promises. The future is secure. No matter what the BBC says, the future is secure. I am secure. My future is secure. An old hymn says this, and I love the old hymns. It says this, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Why? Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Yeah? Not bright hope for tomorrow because we've got a good government or we've got a bad government or we've got no government at all. No, bright hope for today because of the faithfulness of God. He's never failed me yet and he never will fail me yet. Never, ever. Another old hymn says this, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." Do you know, as you look around here today, you might think, oh, good heavens, there's a few people not here. We know one or two people have not come back. One or two people have left us. But, you know, don't look at the size. Don't look at numbers. Don't even look at circumstances round about you. We've already touched on that. Don't think of those things. Think of God and what God can do. A few scripture examples. You know these so well. We know about David, don't we? Facing Goliath. Hey, he was just an afterthought. A bit like Rebecca. Oh, she's over there somewhere. I don't mean that. I'm only kidding. But you know what I mean. He was forgotten. Have you got any more sons? Oh, well, I think so. Oh, yeah. He's out there with the sheep. Forgotten one. But God said, David, you're the man. He came in, a little nobody, to face Goliath. And you know, sometimes you might be facing a Goliath in your life and you feel insecure, you feel not up to it. But God says, you are the one. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And we know what happened. Think of Gideon and his army. Yeah. There were so many of those hosts around him. They were innumerable. And he had 32,000 men to start with. And God says, there's too many. You've got too many. He whittled it down to how many? 300. No chance, humanly speaking. And what did God say to him? The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. This was a guy who was hiding away. And God says, you're the one. I want you. Don't be hiding away because God might just put his finger on you and say, you're the one, mighty warrior. I want you. We all know about the Hebridean revival. If you don't, I'd just encourage you to find out about it. The Hebridean revival happened in about 49, something like that, 52. And you know how it started? It started with two old ladies, two old sisters. One was 84, one was 82. One was blind, and one was doubled up with arthritis. But these two ladies prayed, and woof, it took off. There's only been a couple of us at the prayer meeting, two or three, maybe four of us at most. But God's going to take off, guys, because prayer changes things. Can I just encourage you to come to the prayer meeting, even if you can only just come occasionally? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and watch the telly, no. If my people who are called by their name, my name will humble themselves and stuff themselves, no. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will come and heal their land. Prayer changes things, guys. It definitely changes things. It does amazing things. God is with us. We need to take action and move in tune with what God has told you. That's what Rebecca said. I claim that word. To take action and move in tune with what God has told you. Don't keep what God is giving you and what he's given me to ourselves. Let's give it to others. Chris was talking about giving to others. Yeah. What have you got in your hand to give? It's only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What's that? For 5,000? Waste of time. No, that little small thing you've got could change somebody's life. You don't know what it could do. God is an amazing God, and he's doing amazing things. I haven't told you this story. Some people might know it, but it only happened to us a couple of weeks ago when we were on Ambassadors coming out, and it was a terrible day. It was blowing a hoolie. There was hardly any people around. I think Karen was with you, and Elsie, you were with me, weren't you? We went down by McDonald's. As we were just coming down the path by McDonald's, a guy wound his window down and shouted at me. He said, are you a priest? I said, no, I'm not a priest. I said, I'm a Christian, and, you know, I'm here. So he said, can I speak to you? So I went over and spoke to him. He said, I don't want those two ladies. They can go away. So they did. So they went and prayed. I hope they were praying over there. And I spoke to the guy. I leaned into the window. He said, He said, I've had enough. He said, I'm going to commit suicide. He said, I don't want to live anymore. He said, I'm just a mess. I said, well, what? That's a bit of a shock. Why are you doing that? And he said, I would do it today. He said, but I don't want to go to hell. He said, the only thing stopping me is I don't want to go to hell. I said, you don't need to go to hell. You've got no need to go to hell. I said, I know the answer. Cutting the long story short, I gave him the gospel, spoke to him, gave him the 3 points, gave him my card. Round his mirror, he had like 2 or 3 crosses hanging down. So I said, what's all these crosses doing here? Oh, I don't really know. I said, do you know what the cross is all about? And he started saying, well, I'm not good enough. I haven't done enough good things. You know, I'm a lapsed Catholic. And so again, I gave him the whole thing about the cross has done it for us. Anyway, cutting the long story short, I said, can I pray for you? He said, that'll be fine. So I prayed with him, gave him a card. I said, look, whatever you do, get some help. Go and see Father Godric, speak to somebody, but get some help. Left it at that, and we came back. As we were then walking around the town, going to the traffic lights just by Morrison's, I heard a beep, beep, beep. Wound his window down. His wife was in the car then. I went over. He said, I just want to thank you for praying for me. He said, I feel great now. He said, I really feel great. He said, thank you very much for praying for me. I said, that's great, no problem. I said to his wife, I said, has he told you? I said, oh yeah, I know all about it. I said, but look, whatever you do, get some help. You must get help. Speak to somebody. Anyway, last week, he rang me. He said, would you mind praying for me again? Would you just pray for me? I said, I'd love to pray for you. I said, have you got some help yet? He said, I've spoken to somebody. I went to the mental health. I have spoken to somebody. I said, well, that's great. So I said, yeah, I'd love to pray with you again. So I prayed with him over the phone again. And, you know, I've got his number now because he phoned me. I recognize his voice and he's got mine. See, those little instances, you don't know what God is doing. That's on the street. And this is not just a down and out guy. This is a guy in a fancy motor car. Yeah, probably late 50s, normal human being, but in that state. We don't know what's out there, who you're mixing with. You just don't know what the situation is. I'm going to invite him to our carol service. So look out for him. His name's going to be Steve, and he might come with his wife. I hope he does. Yeah. Just those things within us. We don't know what God's going to do with us. The situation there with Rebecca. And it's not about us. It's not about us in any way, shape, or form. It's about God working through us, stirring up the gift that's within us. Fan into flame, it says in Timothy. Fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you. Stir up the gift within you, it says in the Authorized Version. I like that. Stir it up. Come on, isn't it good? Well, let's stir a bit. I don't like nice, do you? Let's stir it up a little bit. Why don't we stir it up a little bit? I always tell this story, but it always amazes me. Anne and Billy, fabulous couple. I'm praying for those guys. I want them back in the kingdom, don't you, Ruth? I'm sure you do. I do. I always remember Billy saying the first time he came to OCF upstairs in the chapel where we used to be, he said he had to climb over people to get a seat because people were on the floor. I want a bit more of that, don't you? I want a bit of a mess. And I mean that in a nice way. I want a bit of a God mess where God breaks into people's lives and we can't control it. And it says all things have got to be done decently in order. Please hear me. I'm not saying we have chaos. But I want the Spirit of God to come that it takes over our niceness and boxed stuff. I don't want things in boxes. Can't box the Holy Spirit. I want freedom. I want liberty. I want lives changed. And I believe God's doing it and he's going to do it. Amongst us, I'm taking that word of Rebecca and I'm saying, Lord, yes, burst that balloon. I think it's already burst. I want it to be, don't you? Yeah. Let's pray. Let's just pray. Lord, yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, yeah, we just pray, Lord, yeah, that you just do these things amongst us, Lord. I thank you for what you are doing, Lord. I thank you, Lord, you are a faithful God. Lord, you never leave us nor forsake us. You're for us, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, we want more of you. I want more of you. We want more of you in OCF, Lord. We thank you for where you brought us to. We thank you for our financial position. We thank you, Lord, for the building opportunity we've got going ahead. But Lord, we can do all these things, but without you, it's absolutely nothing. We want you, Lord, to be at the forefront, leading us, showing us, directing us, moving amongst us. Lord, we reach out for those people, Lord, who are no longer with us today. We reach out for those people who have drifted away. We reach out for those people who are in our fives. Lord, we reach out for these unsaved people and we say, Lord, will you touch them? Lord, Anne and Billy are on my heart, and they're one of my fives, and I reach out for them, Lord, in Jesus' name, and say, enemy, hands off. I pray health and wholeness for Billy, and I pray, Lord, restoration for Anne, Lord. Whatever's happened, whatever hurt and bitterness and anger has got in there, Lord, I just release it in Jesus' name. We've heard this testimony today from Adrienne, and you can do it again. You can do it again. Just bless Ruth, Lord. I know she has contact with them. Bless her. Give her wisdom as she speaks to them. Father, breakthrough in our families, Lord. As we sit around here today, we look at families, Lord, who don't know you. We reach out for our family, Lord. We reach out. Say breakthrough, Lord, in Jesus' name. Breakthrough.